And this Hour of Slack, number 1018, will be a rerun of Hour of Slack number 593 from April 5th, 1997. The Heaven's Gate Show, by popular request. Yes, friends, in 1997, members of the rival UFO kook cult, known as Heaven's Gate, all committed suicide at their big California ranch house because they thought that would get them on the saucers quicker. As you'll hear, we and Reverend Susie the Floozy and Papa Joe Mama jumped on it. And if you're too young to remember it, this will be a great history lesson and an especially important one to subgenai.
Now proper time has come for massive change.
Yes, she will now. Oh, she will be
oh, ring, ring, green, swamp.
I don't know how you came by this record, but you are now embarked upon a journey that must certainly lead you to change your life forever. If you were never a special person, you are a special person now. Hello, Seeker. Now don't feel alone here in the New Age, because there's a Seeker born every minute. Yes, I'm Dr. Happy Harry Cox, and call me happy because I am. Because you're listening to another in a series of my mind-breaking records.
Subgenius, Hour of Slack.
An hour? I can't wait another hour. What's keeping that stupid comet? There it is.
This is a very exciting time for us. Who is us? I'm Doe, for starters.
Doe!
No, no, no! We said wait for the comment! Hail Bob! Do not shed your containers until X day. Stay in your containers until 7 a.m. July 5th, 1998. That is all.
I was right about the comet. Get them and see why.
What's everyone so worked up about? So there's a comet. Big deal. It'll burn up in our atmosphere, and what's ever left will be no bigger than a chihuahua's head.
When the sun set and the earth lay dark in the depth of night, primitive man gazed into the firmament and wondered with awe of what the heavens contained. Countless points of light dazzled his mind with godly grace. And yet, what life kindles these illumined torches? Fires kept burning by an all-powerful deity? Then, as the earth revolves about the sun,
yes,
she became host to a visitor's ship.
Oh,
a traveling star.
That's much better.
Voyaging from a planet called Lemuria. 11 astronauts came as cosmic messengers, headed by the one Uriel, to enlighten the Earth man of his destiny and awaken within him the wonders of the universe.
We're doomed!
It's times like this I wish I were a religious man.
It's all over, people! We don't have a prayer! Ah!
Take me off to space! Take me off to space! Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space! Take me off to space! Take me off to space! Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space!
Go back out of the holodeck to reality, to be with, you know, the other members on the craft.
Oh my God, space aliens, don't eat me! I have a wife and kids! Eat them!
Silence! We are travelers from a certain nearby ringed planet whose name we prefer not to mention. My name is Kang, and this is my sister, Kodos.
Hello. I suppose you want to probe me. Well, might as well get it over with.
Stick needles in my belly, deep slams above my skin. I don't care as long as I can live with Saucer Man. I know that you don't take requests.
We have reached the limits of what rectal probing can teach us.
This is a mission of conquest. Take us to your leader.
Sickening. It's shocking. I think it's important that we get as many facts as we can about this and try to determine what in fact motivated those people and what all of us can do to make sure that there aren't other people thinking in that same way out there in our country, that aren't so isolated that they can create a world for themselves that may justify that kind of thing. It's very troubling to me.
It's Slick Willie for you, always with the smooth talk.
Take the little package of pudding, eat a couple of teaspoons to make room to put the medicine in and stir it.
Release the bats.
And then eat it quickly, drink this vodka mixture, which they apparently had mixed up, and then lay back and rest quietly.
There's a lot of speculation out there regarding other groups, similar groups, that do similar acts. We can't tie those in at this point. As the investigation proceeded, we developed new information. We didn't have that information available to us at the time, so now we want to go back and close those doors.
Are you interviewing Rhea?
This gentleman here in gray shirt.
Yeah.
It's you.
Castrations that you're referring to, can you tell us if they're recent or done some time ago?
The question was about the castrations, how recent they are or how old they are.
Hey, I had nothing
Blackburn
to do with that.
That every one of the cult members said goodbye on that tape.
They were very upbeat, very much in a good mood, and very enthusiastic about what they described to be the next phase of their eternal lives.
And Sorka says that the group apparently believed that a UFO was hidden behind the Hale-Bopp comet, and that it was coming to Earth to deliver them to heaven.
Try to take the time to look at the information that T&O have brought that has been presented to you. We know the media is going to do a hatchet job on us in the same way they do a hatchet job on practically every subject. If the humans were told the truth about what goes on this planet, they'd be shocked and wouldn't continue in their 8-to-5 slavery and ignorance. And I think I probably covered that point well enough. Again, these here are the most incredible individuals that I have had the honor to spend time with.
And not just anyone could join.
Yeah, we want people who can be totally dedicated to this thing. You got to give up whatever it is you're into, your job, your family, sell your house, whatever you have to do, just come on with us. And there were a few people in Dallas that were seriously thinking about going with them because they just made it sound so good. It was going to be like going to heaven or something.
Very sweet group.
I hope that this is not the case, but remember with the Order of the Solar Temple, this was done simultaneously in Canada and in Switzerland. So I'm hoping that they're not going to discover a house in Arizona and in New Mexico where people have undergone the same sort of thing.
Let's go now to Kurt, who joins us on the line from Tallahassee.
Yes, my head is reeling from the news of this. This is the second incredible coincidence dealing with this other computer-linked cult, which seem to be in some sort of rivalry with this higher source.
And what is that other cult?
I think it's called like the Subgenius or something. And it has these incredible web pages. I mean, just page after page after page. And they take on these Christian-based cults, especially the ones that have home pages. And we're predicting that in their religion, there's going to be like a UFO invasion in 1998 in July or something. And they were predicting that there would be this comet that would come by a year before called Hale-Bopp. And I read about this almost a half a year ago before this comet was even discovered, that it wasn't called Hale-Bopp. It was, I guess this is the same comet. They call it Hale-Bopp.
Well, it's named after the two people who discovered it.
Yes, so. I know. And it was spelled differently, but it was kind of close. And when I first saw that coincidence, I thought, boy, that's kind of funny because, you know, they said Hale-Bopp and this is called Hale-Bopp.
What was the name of that group?
Well, it was called the Subgenius something or another, just the Church of the Subgenius or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And they predicted that when this comet would come by, it would prove to the other Christian-based religions that a year later the actual UFOs would land, and they predicted that they warned these other cults that they should just kill themselves before it happens because they were going to be enslaved or tortured if they waited until the actual landings. And I thought, you know, when I drove in, because I remember this higher source was one of the cults that was specifically taunted about this. And when I heard this title, I went, holy cow, I mean, I can't believe that they would have actually taken their advice, because, you know, that Hail Bob and Hail Bop is... It wasn't exactly what they said it would be, but it was awfully close.
Yeah,
you have to be careful.
Kind of like a Bob.
The Church of the Subgenius.
Yeah,
is not a real group.
The well, they've got a tremendous website.
Now,
I mean,
hold
I
on, Kurt. One at a time, please.
The Church of the Subgenius is an elaborate parody on religion that's been put together by some very creative people in the science fiction community.
Well, that I had also heard, too, but I had also heard that this was kind of, that was sort of the facade that they did so that nobody got after them. Because
no,
they've just got, if you go into
Kurt,
the website...
Kurt, can you hold on just a second, please?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
let's go quickly to James in San Antonio,
let's
Texas.
Get off of that subgenius.
James.
Hi.
Yeah. Church of the Subgenius.
I just wanted to speak to the Church of the Subgenius.
Yeah.
That's not a cult. That's a joke.
I'm aware of that.
Oh, okay.
It's got a very funny faced man who affronts all of their stuff.
Bob Dobbs.
Bob Dobbs, yeah.
No, they're no threat to anybody, I mean, except for people who hold...
And that might indeed be the reason it was Hail Bob?
Right, exactly.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Sure.
Thanks very much.
Sure.
Okay,
bye.
Appreciate it. Let's move on now to...
Yes, they always want to move
Harry,
on.
Harry, who joins us from Columbus, Ohio.
Harry. Well, as a matter of fact, this news report, not exactly just in, you'll forgive us for being a couple of weeks behind the conspiracy news, dear friends, but it, and the fact that we don't have a the San Diego County District Attorney's Office refused to confirm or deny rumors that poison gas canisters traced to Texas had been found at the scene of yesterday's Rancho Santa Fe mass suicide. Sources close to the investigation indicated that pressure tanks labeled, quote, church air, unquote, had been found in the mansion where 39 young computer programmers apparently committed suicide. One tank was reported to have a shipping tag with a Texas return address. There were also unconfirmed reports of a handwritten note attached to the canisters. A neighbor who asked not to be identified said that the young men and women who lived in the 7-bedroom house addressed each other as Bobbies and spent many hours each day hooked up to the Internet. I think that's where they got all these crazy ideas, another resident of the upscale neighborhood said. Sometimes they said their leader was a guy named Robert J. Dobbings and that he was in Southeast Asia or Malaysia or someplace, but then other times they stated he had been assassinated by some guy from Texas. The neighbors also said that the Bobbies claimed to have evidence of a vast conspiracy involving huge corporations and the federal government. They talked about a lot about something they called the Con, but then they also talked about a small group of old guys in Arkansas and Texas who they claimed had tried to take over the church. They were always saying about how they had to rescue the church from some guy named Irwin Strong, the neighbors said. These Bobbies figured that since this Strong or Strang guy was so old and feeble that they could just shove him out of the way and take over this nut cult that he apparently runs out of some foundation in Fort Worth or Austin, a source close to the investigation said. Looks like their plans may have hit a snag. Law enforcement officials would not confirm that they were investigating a post office box address in Fort Worth, Texas, thought to be hometown of Irwin Strong. The note attached to the gas canisters said in part, quote, have some real slack, boys and girls, unquote, and is thought by investigators to have been written in a code devised by the cult. And, well, I guess we just may have to see what happens and what comes of all of this, don't you think, dear friends? I think they're just beginning, possibly, to catch on, they like to think. Anyway, I sure hope all of this is working all right, because, friends, we're working on new tape decks donated by Sister Friday Jones. We're ranting on new microphones and You can imagine we've been slamming Heaven's Gate, dear friends. Ah, yes. We've been, them all, them kids, them sub-geniuses are out there swinging on that gate to heaven again. And they're going to throw that thing off its hinges and nobody's going to be able to get through it. And hell will fill up with the dead will walk the earth and all that. Dang them sub-geniuses. Yes, and dang them sub-geniuses indeed. We're probably danged already. But I should give some credits here, dear friends. We have been listening to... Actually, I should say that this hour of Slack is produced by yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, and also Sister Susie the Floozy of Bob Slack Time Funhouse in WREK Atlanta. The beautiful and voluptuous Sister Susie the Floozy, who actually does look about the way you would think. Did most of that amazing collage that we've been hearing, and we will hear plenty more of it, dear friends. You can be sure of that from her show on WREK in Atlanta. Praise Atlanta. We're going to be doing a show in Atlanta May 10th. I'll give you these instructions on that later on. We're all going to commit suicide, drink vodka, and take the bat pudding antidote, and it's going to be great, man. But what we've been listening to, aside from the collage from Susie and a little bit of stuff I recorded, the stuff I recorded, friends, happened to feature... at one point you heard Reverend Emot Zipold of Cosmic Triad, who you hear him playing in the back. We'll hear more of... He was interviewed. He's a sub-genius minister here. Was interviewed by local news because he had had some involvement with that other cult, the rival cult. And the call to talk... To the Nation, I believe it is. It's an NPR talk show, very stuffed shirt, sort of clueless bunch. We had a lot of people call us up, email us about that. Said, oh, there was this pink boy, he was all concerned. Friends, that was you, Hour of Slack listeners, will of course recognize the voice of Father Joe Mama, a great prankster, and yes, it is sad and tragic and everything what happened to those people, but you know, I think it's time for me. Let's just go into the comparisons here. I'll pull this background music down to a soft rug. It's my... Okay, see, I don't have any... I'm like a crazy little cult member here. I don't have an engineer working with me. Praise Bob. But let's take a look at this. Coincidence or conspiracy? Heaven's Gate? A cult full of computer geeks on the internet. Subgenius? Cult full of computer geeks on the internet. Heaven's Gate? Been around since the 70s. Subgenius? Been around since the 70s. Heaven's Gate? 39 gaily bedecked dead weirdos with bad haircuts. Subgenius? 39,000 gaily bedecked live weirdos with bad haircuts. Heaven's Gate? Follows Doe, a.k.a., quote, Bo, unquote. Subgenius follow Dobbs, a.k.a., quote, Bob, unquote. In rival cultures, they're just too lazy to add them extra letters on the end of the cult leader names. Heaven's Gate worships mysterious Peep. Subgenius worship mysterious P.E. Heaven's Gate, no slack. Subgenius, on slack. Heaven's Gate, no drugs. Subgenius, on drugs. Heaven's Gate, no sex. Subgenius, bonobo sex. Heaven's Gate believes that aliens will save them. Subgenius believes that aliens will save them and destroy everyone else. Heaven's Gate cult compound reeks. Subgenius cult compound reeks. Heaven's Gate started in Texas by Texans. Subgenius started in Texas by Texans. Heaven's Gate designs websites for money, chants gibberish for Slack. Subgenius designs websites for Slack, chants gibberish for money. Heaven's Gate considers humans to be one level below the Greys, as Subgeniuses agree, but consider the Greys several levels below Subgenii. Heaven's Gate mixes sedatives and vodka. Subgenius mix frop and reality. And sedatives and vodka. Subgenius says the end of the world comes July 5th, 1998, 7 o'clock a.m. Heaven's Gate Whoops. Heaven's Gate left clear evidence for police. Subgenius, in our case, puzzling evidence left for the police. Heaven's Gate, 39 people were involved in the entire cult suicide. In the Church of the Subgenius, only 39 bothered to wake up for the cult suicide drill in one place. Heaven's Gate stole a great list of keywords from the Zeta Reticulan website, and so did we. We had that same great list of keywords, had them there for a year. Friends, for all this time, we've been sapping off. Anybody who was looking that would be lured to the Heaven's Gate site, this is during the last year, friends. We had the same keywords. They had equal chance of landing on Subgenius website. Okay? Have you heard about any Subgeniuses killing themselves? Okay. In the Heaven's Gate, the leader says he's Jesus. Well, I got news for those stupid cultists. Our business manager actually is Jesus. The Heaven's Gate people call Pinks Norms, and we call Norms Pinks. In both Heaven's Gate and in Subgenius, Reverend Emot Zipole appeared on sleazy local news reports about the cult. Now, how can that be? Heaven's Gate people want to become Greys. Subgeniuses want to enslave the Greys. Heaven's Gate's website's VRML doesn't work, and neither does ours. Heaven's Gate and the Church of the Subgenius are both hilariously funny and are both deadly serious. Heaven's Gate followers ingest deadly poisonous pudding in order to die. Subgeniuses endure deadly poisonous face raping bat sperm from hideous barbed plunge down their throats in order to ingest the bat sperm antidote pudding and get high. Heaven's Gate shed their containers to board T's cruise ship. Subgeniuses free others from their meat shells in order to buy our own ways onto the escape vessels of the sex goddesses. Heaven's Gate includes many eunuch programmers. Subgenius includes many Unix programmers. Heaven's Gate changes addresses and names constantly. The Church of the Subgenius. P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
Heaven's Gate male cultists have only one penis. Subgenius female cultists have multiple peni just in their collections. Heaven's Gate refers to a Father John. Subgenius Gate refers to Father John R. Hyperclots. Heaven's Gate, total overcomers, and Church of the Subgenius, overmancomers. Friends, and we're going to fly away to the escape vessels of the sex goddesses, but friends, we are not like those poor cult zombies. I mean, not really. I mean, sure, we call the pinks, they call the pinks norms, just like we do, although I bet in private they probably said norm worms or something more derogatory. And they talked about casting off the meat shell, but they only took parts. Huh? Oh, goodbye. Goodbye, there went the last of the... But now, friends, I guess they found out the hard way what we've been trying to tell people all this time, which is that the Greys are not your friends. The Greys are not your friends. Dobbs predicted that this comet would prove that alien attackers were en route to enslave all the non-believers who should indeed kill themselves to escape gruesome torture. And of course, this so-called higher source was specifically mentioned in the prediction. But these geniuses, they thought they were going to get to become Greys. They actually wanted to become Greys. Friends, that's like wanting to become a bug. Now, seriously, if at the X-Day drill this July 5th, 1997, if we suggest that everybody, lay down in a sort of a giant star pattern on the field and put these cloths over your heads and, you know, just take a nap. Don't worry and don't get all excited if you hear strange noises. We're probably just filming one of those funny fake, you know, Bobby's execution scenes like we did last year at the drill for the 7. We like to send that footage to the 700 Club and just freak them out. You know, that's all we're trying to do, friends. But I'll tell you, I must admit, when Jesus first heard the news on the radio about a mass suicide of a house full of cult members, all male, all dressed alike, working at computers in rows with a website full of aliens and flying saucers, Jesus had his fingers crossed, friends, that it was Subgenius, as he really did. He was praying to his father, which, believe me, he rarely does, that when they lifted those purple shrouds in front of the TV cameras, that they'd find everybody wearing a Dobbs Head t-shirt. Now, friends, certainly death is tragic, and I certainly wouldn't want to make fun of those dumbasses if somebody else had done it to them, but one must consider the good riddance factor. You'd have to be a pretty spoiled, self-centered jerk to begin with to feel so vastly superior to everyone else that you'd even start to fall for this mistreated God line of crap. Present company excluded, of course. Yes. Oh, and before I go on any farther, and we actually will get quite serious about this presently, friends, I have to play, is there time at the end of this side? Perhaps? Jehovah Hates Fred, in their cover version of that great old Denslow song, Take Me Off to Space. Yes, thank you.
In my belly, take samples of my skin. I don't care so long as I can live with Saucer Man. I know that you don't take quests, but I'm a special case. So come on down, you Saucer Man, and take me off to space.
Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you Saucer Man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you
saucer man,
and take me off to space.
Hey, cattle mutilators, let me join your crew. Give me a knife, you bet your life I'll cut up cows for you.
Yeah.
I don't care if you're some kind of fiend without a face. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Oh, take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space. Take me off to space, take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Down, you tiny robots with your little nipper claws. Impaling bug-eyed aliens with wide and plenty paws. Life is just a sucker's dream and death is a disgrace. So come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Oh, take me off to space. Take me off to space.
Ooh.
Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Yeah.
Take me off to space. Take me off to space. Come on down, you saucer man, and take me off to space.
Followers.
Like on some radio show.
We would like to take a minute.
Yeah, but there's been
there needs to be seconds.
in honor of our dearly departed 39 brethren and sisters. Although not members of the subgenius, or if they were members, they would know what dumbasses they really were.
No, Doug Wellman, I don't know what he is right now.
We don't object to what they've done. We think they've just done it a little early. We believe that the space vessels of the sex goddesses will return to this Earth July 5th, 1998, 7 a.m.
What do they look like?
No, you do not have to leave your flesh vessel. The spaceships will pick you up in your entirety. Leave the plastic bags at home.
Yeah.
Please, no video cameras. They will be destroyed at the door. Take them to your car. No audio
tape.
It will sweep across the Earth at 7 a.m. Which is great for us because we can watch the destruction on television.
Will Bob be there?
I'm the Prince of Truth.
Will the Bob be there?
J.R. Bob Dobb. Tickets are for sale. That's a real nice shirt.
Thank you.
Am I getting royalties on that?
Actually, yeah, it's in the mail.
Oh, thank you. I've been waiting for that royalty check for all the Jesus paraphernalia for a long time.
We're listening to Jesus' Sermon to the Line at the Survival Research Laboratory show in Austin last weekend. Three cult members, by the way, had done SRL's website and were actually killed in the Survival Research Labs show.
And wonderful bug-attracting clothing.
Oh, yes, it's true, dear friends. I am a mocker. I'm a mocker, and I am guilty of having made callous fun of the 39 dead geeks. But you know, their farewell statements on video beg us not to make a big deal out of how tragic it all is. They went not only willingly, but eagerly. And it has always been the mission of Bob's Church to get you to the punchline alive, and we don't mean the Jonestown punchline. You know, sure, we're waiting for the saucers too, but as Dr. Legume put it, we're happy to wait at the corner for the bus with our quarters in our pockets. We don't feel we have to jump out into the path of the oncoming bus. And, you know, sure, we'll shed our containers in 450-some-odd days, but when the pigs find our meat shells, it'll be more like the 39,000 bodies were all wearing Timex wristwatches, Reebok shoes, Levi's jeans. Each had an unopened pack of Camel-like cigarettes and was clutching an empty Dr. Pepper can. Dr. Grabow pipes were clenched in each dead jaw, and Smith & Wesson revolvers had to be pried out of all their cold, dead fingers. Yes, friends, it's true. We do indeed make fun. But what I want to talk about right this minute, before we go back to the funny stuff, I want to talk about the cult that makes Heaven's Gate look harmless. And I ain't talking about Church of the Subgenius, because more disgusting than mockers like me are, and or dumbasses like the Heaven's Gate people, are the pompous, pious, pink pundits that are oozing out of every op-ed page and talk show, indulging in a veritable orgy of self-congratulation about how sane and normal they are and their good religion. Now, the really hip ones go, well, now, some will blame the internet, but I'm too cool to blame the internet. I'm on AOL now. But, of course, the real cause is the breakdown of family values. Blah, blah, woof, woof. And the biggest difference between Heaven's Gate and mainstream Christianity, friends, is that the Heaven's Gate people never tried to brainwash my kids. They stayed out of my face. If you were interested, you could look them up on the web. the Heaven's Gate people didn't feel they had to take over a dozen radio and TV stations here in Dallas alone. They didn't have to have entire cable networks devoted to their particular superstition. So they shunned sex. Millions of Christians, called nuns, priests, and losers, are the same way. So 39 of them killed themselves. At least they didn't kill millions of non-believers, burn all them witches, torture free thinkers, and so forth and so on. So the cultists think some spaceship full of gods is gonna come save them. Well, Christians, Jews, Muslims, and just about everybody else believes in an invisible monster that will help you out if you kiss its almighty invisible butt. And why do they believe all this? Why? Because they read it in a book, or some really sincere person told them all about it. And just listen to these pinks drone on and on and on, worse than I'm doing now, about those poor, deluded cultists, as if they themselves were somehow any different. Now, I'm not talking about Christian nuts like Bob Larson and Jerry Falwell. I mean, you expect it from clowns like them. I hardly need to comment on Pat Robertson sitting there on the 700 Club playing with little pumpkins and talking about how silly those cultists are. I'm talking about your standard, everyday, middle-of-the-road commentator, your letters to the editor-writer, your average good American God-fearing religious hypocrite. They are every jot and tittle as vain and silly as Doe and his followers, and have caused infinitely more trouble, and now I have to put up with listening to their condescending garbage every time I check the news, while all it boils down to is this. See, my invisible monster's bigger than your invisible monster. Nye, 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 nye. My invisible monster didn't kill me. He's a good invisible monster. And all the rest of us normal people, we all believe in the same invisible monster. Nye, 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 nye. Oh, friends, the cultists make me sick. But the normals make me sicker. And as screwed up as those Heaven's Gate idiots were, oft times, I think I'd rather be a dead weirdo than a live normal. Praise HERF. And I've said my piece there. Let's go to Susie the Floozy's incredible, incredible show. I have to remember to put Dolby on for this. Take it off of Chrome. Okay, let's see. Yeah!
Hey, Seeker, is that a $5 bill and a roll of quarters in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me? Hello, I'm that starry-eyed little smartass, Reverend Susie the Floozy. And let me point out that I am not from that particular deranged saucer cult that you think. No, I and Bob Slacktime Funhouse here represent J.R. Bob Dobbs and his Church of the Subgenius. Make a note of it. Please make a note of it. Oh, because it's getting to where you'll need a scorecard to keep track of all the lunatics that are popping up. All the insane developments of the past few days have dictated that I throw out the show that I plan to do tonight and to labor all day today, intensively, desperately, to bring you seekers the cutting edge, up-to-the-minute truth that you deserve about what's going on right now. Oh, hey, look, another eclipse. Wow, ain't this some weather we're having lately? Oh, but what about all the apocalyptic rhetoric on the news lately, Seekers? Oh, doesn't it all sound a little too familiar? Right down to the flying saucers and the pudding? Oh, it smells like the Church of the Subgenius all over, but the names and the faces are all wrong somehow. Oh, yeah, it was a different deranged saucer cult, all right. One in San Diego, not Dallas. Oh, and to pull the magic flying carpet out from under the Flues' high-heeled feet. Oh, I was wrong, because it turned out to be a different San Diego-based deranged saucer cult than I had thought. Oh, I mean, what are the chances of that happening? Oh, yes, silly me. I thought it had to be a radical splinter group of saucer nut acolytes of Ruth Norman and her Unarius Foundation. You know, the one in the thrift store-rich suburb of El Cajon, California? And I mean, hey, it was logical, since that old bat Uriel finally croaked a few years back, and, oh, I knew they didn't stand a chance of holding together without that pink-haired, superannuated old mummy figurehead from Liberace's trailer park. I mean, you just can't fake disco glitter style like that. But dang, it seems like alien contact cults are popping up like cosmic crack houses. Oh, haven't they given serious thought to what they're doing with their hilltop beacons and shortwave signals? Oh, at best, aliens might have as low a gag threshold for cosmic sweetness and light crap as I do. Or they might find out that Klaatu Barada Nikto means, hey, Gort, rip off my head and suck down my tasty sap. Oh, but I guess that's for them to find out. Oh, anyway, the logical upshot of this is that there will be the inevitable trendy suicide vogue, and hey, I'm in favor of it. Any way of winnowing down the horde, I always say. But I'm afraid the side effect of this will be harsh for us seekers, for the glaring light of a paranoid police state will be turned on all mutants as a result of this brouhaha. Oh yeah, because of this little copycat cult, our basic ironclad tenet of deliverance from space, the very foundation of our faith of subgenie, will be assaulted, ridiculed, and dismissed as being mere bandwagon jumping. And the Church of the Subgenius as a whole will be regarded as just another bunch of blathering, feel-good, new-age alien huggers. Oh, you don't think so? Just look at the current video poster, Children for Off-Planet Migration. Oh, those astro-loonies were talking like Christians! And that Star Trek holodeck metaphor spouting guy really pushed everybody's credibility over the edge. Oh, and the best they had to offer as a leader was the poor man's Dr. Tim Marshall Applewhite. Go. No Reverend Ivan Stang for them, no sir. And what's worse, no Bob. They died without Bob, seekers. Now, I do have to respect them for trying to attain the level above human, but well, they're going about it the wrong way entirely. I mean, Bob won't make you give up your testicles. Well, not both of them anyway. No, far from it. The only surgery we usually do on our initiates is just the routine opening of your third nostril, but, oh, that's not real painful. Well, not fatal, at any rate. And after you recover from our rituals, you could really use your equipment, if you know what I mean. Unlike those tacky, publicity-grabbing fly-by-night cults. Oh, and you don't have to give anything up, seekers. In fact, it's better for you if you actually acquire more vices. Oh, unlike those poor saps out in California. Oh, man, I mean, once you cut off cigarettes and booze and drugs and sex and testicles, I guess suicide doesn't look too bad as a viable option. Oh, yeah, we don't make subgeniuses commit ritual suicide. Just ritual career suicide like me. And what's more, we offer eternal salvation or triple your money back. And it's so simple. You're not going to get a crick in your neck looking for the star of Barflaham or anything. All you have to do is have your subgenius membership card in your pocket come X day. So write for your ticket off planet and avoid the rush. Write to Bob at P.O. Box
181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118.
And be sure to hail Bob, hail Bob, hail Bob.
sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe. So let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
...a contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Occupants of interplanetary craft, calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft, calling occupants of inter...
You shouldn't trust everything the Space Brothers tell you. And she said, oh, yes, you should. You should believe everything they tell you because they cannot tell a lie.
Hail, bop.
I wonder where we will be in the year 2000. I think I'll be on the moon.
No! We'll title this tape Planet Earth about to be recycled. Your only chance to evacuate is to leave with us.
Write me here in my award-winning communication trailer, Space Nyan, Blue Mouse Trailer Resort, Hellmouth, California, 90666.
Dogs flew spaceships. The Aztecs invented the vacation.
Men and women are the same sex.
Our forefathers took drugs.
Your brain is not the boss.
Yes, that's right.
Everything you know is wrong.
Sounds fair. Doodaloo, everybody. I'll scream when the comet gets here.
Oh, I'm coming with you, Nettie.
No, sweetheart. You stay here because...
Okay.
Terrific news.
Yeah?
They told me it's all right to talk about them.
They did?
Yeah, now listen, they want contact with you.
With me?
Yeah, something's gonna happen. Have you received any messages lately?
Boy, messages? No, not out here. Oh, hey, on my phone, my answer phone.
Yeah, okay.
Uriel here. I am so happy to see you this day. At this time, when you have such a vital and important decision to make. So I have come to try to help you.
But that sounks intriguing, you know.
Yeah, sure, hearing in the background.
He couldn't be.
Like a stranger game.
Can you hear this it? Is it. This
hey,
is it now.
This
is it.
This is real dance music.
No, that's my voice, though.
This is the Seeker, the Truth Speaker.
You know.
Okay,
you,
if
Gary,
this is them, I'll accept it.
You were right all along, but you know here. That, you know?
Oh, no, it's
we
this.
We proved it. Look, there's
Nino, I'm sorry.
You know
it's
I mean?
This kid.
Listen, that's pretty strange, you know?
No, it's just a kid. This kid is crazy. He calls me all the time.
There's 13 seekers of us now, and we're all coming out in the heavenly bus. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
I gotta go.
He just really
speak
admires
out,
me. And
seek out.
Yeah, okay.
That's not it. Okay, now here it comes.
Are you a friend of Jimmy Carter?
Am I what?
Are you a friend?
Well, lady, stop over here. I've you know, been to his house a few times.
Well, you know, Jimmy Carter says he's elected president by the international so-and-so, which means they are taking over a one-world government.
Yes.
They blew one planet up,
yes.
The planet Maldek.
They blew up Maldek?
Well, all I have to say, you're full of bull. If I see you again, you won't be in the body.
Really?
I've got friends, and I'm an American.
Oh, she's waving your cane at me. Okay, take it easy there.
They spoiled everything.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is an official release of the White House. I quote, suddenly there was a threat to this world from some other species, from another planet outside in the universe. We would forget all the little local differences that we have between our countries, and we would find out once and for all that we really are human beings.
We're human beings!
This time, the Earth man has practically forgotten all about we brothers, for he has indeed succumbed to the dark forces of ego, lust, materialism. For if you are not progressing upwards with we brothers of the light, then you are regressing downwards with those of the dark. But we lighted ones know that within all man there exists a spark that truly wishes to grow and expand out from these dark old ways of the past.
Sounds fair?
I feel this good feeling within me. Yet I do not know why.
Yes, dear brother. This good feeling is our love and understanding, which we bring from our world to you.
To meet you face to face, to face, to face, to face.
Report, Earthling.
The minerals you seek are at the bottom of Lake Timberlake.
Good. We will need human slaves to begin mining immediately.
Slaves?
With this planet as a mineral supply, we can easily dominate the entire galaxy.
We've got to stop them.
Taloka, Tambo.
Good idea. You hide and I'll get them to come out.
So there you are. Here I come. Hi there.
Susie.
Ed!
Susie!
Zorad points his hand at him and suddenly, Wild Boy is engulfed by a yellow cloud and is frozen in place. Susie screams and backs away, but they see her.
You heard me. They're alien replicants from beyond the moon.
Yeah, right, pal.
There comes a time in Eastman's life when he can't even believe his own eyes. Saucers seen over Hollywood. Flying saucers seen over Washington, D.C.
Flying saucers, Captain, are still a rumor. Officially.
Looks like we beat them off again, sir.
What do they want? Where are they from? Where are they going?
They, sir? Who? Now, this is a training maneuver, sir. We only did a little practice firing at the clouds.
While I don't want to sanction stupidity, as our national sport, still I have to admire this little man's dogged nerve and rubber determination. Yes, it's a small step for this square little fellow, but he's taking a big fall for all mankind. This is Pat Hat here by the big hole at Pachter's Well outside Curio, Arizona.
It's bound to bring out the curious and the kooky, don't you think, Ray?
Well, it's brought a lot of experts to the area and increased activity there, of course, from the nearby Ghost Heart.
That's very good for the economy, as we all know.
Good training for the boys.
Mr. Suggins, did you see a flying saucer? Could you describe it to us, sir?
Yes, I can. I was standing there, I was just putting in cement bags up there, and I seen this huge thing. It's all orange and red and green, it's cigar-shaped, oblong, and there's a face, and some, my God, it's the most frightening thing I've ever seen in my life. Massive eyes and hair and teeth, and I don't drink. I don't drink. No smoke, so I know that I had my faculties. I seen that thing. I said, by God, you better not come near here. It's our cold cock if you do.
Who could blame it for not wanting to stay? It wasn't made to feel very welcome. We laughed at its flying saucers. Who needed them? But it and all the other its tried so hard to get with us, to be liked for itself alone. It came from outer space with love in its heart.
From those spiritual wells of light and love, all the flowers and trees and growth, they extend this love to you as you pass them by. It is a beautiful and happy and joyous way to live, Zan, and you would never want to return to your earth world of warring and hatred and resentment after you once had a peek into these beautiful worlds of ours, of the inner. And so we are offering you our hand of acceptance and of love, that you will come with us now. Make the decision that you are through with these physical ways of reaction, resentment, and all the undesirable traits of man. On these inner worlds of light and love, we do all things with our minds. We do not need use our hands to earn our way and livelihood. And this is all part of a progressive evolution, which is now your opportunity, and that you must make the decision and make the choice, for you can move forward on this ever-progressive evolutionary pathway with three brothers at your side, helping you in all of your ways. Zan, you may feel as though you have many, many enemies, but you know there is only one true enemy, and that is...
We're doomed!
Will you all stop worrying about that stupid comet? It's going to be destroyed. Didn't you hear what the guy in the building said?
But, Dad, don't you think...
Lisa, the whole reason we have elected officials is so we don't have to think all the time. Just like that rainforest scare a few years back. Our officials saw there was a problem and they fixed it, didn't they?
No, Dad, I don't think...
There's that word again.
What do you think will be the next obstacle the Earth people will put in our way?
Well, as long as they can think, we'll have our problems. But those whom we're using cannot think. They are the dead, brought to a simulated life by our electrode guns. You know, it's an interesting thing when you consider the Earth people who can think are so frightened by those who cannot.
They look to the water and see a diver in a wetsuit. He hands a burlap sack of ore to a man and a woman, who pass it stiffly to each other. They're both wearing pulsating green discs on the back of their necks. Finally, they pass the bag to Lucas, then to Susie, who drags it over to a pile of sacks where Thornor and Zorad stand. This is the way they are going to get the minerals.
Krontok, Monte, Susie. You're right. That's how they control them all. Get more containers.
Have your report. We had to pull in here to Space Station 7 for regeneration. We're returning to the planet Earth immediately thereafter.
What progress?
We contacted government officials. They refuse our existence. What plan will you follow now?
Plan 9. It's been absolutely impossible to work through these Earth creatures. Their soul is too controlled.
Plan 9. Ah, yes. Plan 9 deals with the resurrection of the dead. Long-distance electrodes shot into the pineal and pituitary glands of recent dead. Have you attempted any of this plan as yet?
Yes, Excellency.
How successful has it been?
We have risen 2 so far. We shall be just as successful on more.
The living, they have no suspicion of your movements?
We had to dispose of one policeman. However, none of those risen have been seen. At least not by anyone who still remains alive.
Let me say that I spent a very brief time inside the residence. When I walked through there, I did not see the aliens and that type of thing. And I say aliens, more than two, possibly 3 or 4 in various locations in the house.
Minutes later, the police, led by Inspector Daniel Clay, arrived at the scene.
Who found them?
Man and girl.
Medical examiner been around yet?
Just left. The morgue wagon ought to be along most any time.
Engine, seekers everywhere. I was right. Everything I knew was wrong. Turn over this record right now and get ready for a real shocker. The most important revelation in my life.
All you of Earth are idiots. You're stupid minds. Stupid.
What?
Stupid.
What idiots? Who are you calling? Mr. Alien Bug. Friends, the editing in this, all of this was by Sister Susie the Floozy. An incredible, incredible job. I never even got through all of it. It's going on in the background here. They're fighting and killing. But I can't stand that Star Trek music any longer. It's just insane. You've been listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack. Praise Bob. Hail Bob. Hail Bob. Hail Bob. And that's a post office box.
181-417 Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118.
And that's the way almost everybody leaves their phone numbers on my message machine. And that's why I don't call anybody back. Thank y'all.
For more information, please check out subgenius.com.
Peter Hellmouth and the Low Desert Area.
Thank you.